climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Before the break, I was talking with Thomas Nikovich. He commented on our Facebook post about the library legislation. Thomas, do you think that Americans have gotten away from looking to role models and thought leaders?
I think that America is, we pay attention to celebrities, and we pay attention to how they live and what they do, and we try and emulate it and get this fame, and it does nothing for the structural or the moral character of America. And we don't pay attention to the people that make a difference in our lives other than what we hear on the news. And again, it's agenda-driven, and it divides us. And even if you watch a debate on the news, it's adversarial. They can't come to any kind of consensus or say, yeah, I agree with that point, but I disagree with this point. And the other side is the same way. And it gets to the so contentious that I think the majority of Americans just turn it off.
I think you're exactly right. And I think we've got to get to a point where we start tuning in, where we lean in to these important conversations. And that's part of what we're doing here at KID News Radio with our Table Talk series. We want to bring people around the table to have these difficult but important conversations in a respectful environment.
No, I would agree with that. It'd be refreshing.
Yes, wouldn't it? Hopefully, maybe we can get some of that to come into the political arena so that we'll be able to see the real issues without all of the mudslinging.
No, I agree. And for me, I'm very cynical about politics these days. I'm on the national scene. I'm pretty much disgusted with the corruption, and I'm focusing purely on my local representatives and getting to know them. And I think that that's been a neglected area of politics for years now, to where people don't know who their local representatives are. And that's the training ground for people that we send to represent us on the national stage. And we need to be far more cautious about that, and who we pick, and how polarizing they are, how what their integrity is, and be able to discuss some of these issues. And sometimes when issues come up, just say, you know what, that's not worth my time.
Mm-hmm.
Say no.
Yes. And you know something, Thomas, as you said, you're feeling a little cynical about politics. I don't think you're alone. And I think you're on to something here, because the truth is our greatest circle of influence is right here at home. And I think that you are 100% correct in saying that a lot of folks aren't really aware of who their local representatives are. And I think we have to do a better job of getting that information out there and engaging our communities in these local discussions, because it's so important to the fundamental function of what happens in our communities. So I love that you are leaning into this idea of, we have got to turn a spotlight on local politics too, and not just forget about it in a presidential election, because our local politicians really are a driving force in the way that life plays out here in our wonderful community.
It does indeed, and I will tell you that it's not easy to find out what somebody's background is. You have to be diligent, and you have to do a lot of research to figure out where they stand, what they've done in the past, and it's not an easy thing to do. And I don't think I would like to have the media do a little bit more of a deep dive, the local media do more of a deep dive on that stuff. The only problem with that is I worry that the attention span of people will cause them to lose interest and not tune in. but I definitely like to see that either on TV or in, on a website where you can physically read it so that you know where these people come from, what they're about, and where they plan to take us.
Absolutely. And you know something, Thomas, I can tell you that here at KID News Radio, we are actually working on that. And we have some plans to do some special events around our conference table, our table talks, that are designed to do exactly what you're talking about, to really introduce our local politicians and to help people have an inside look at who they are and where they stand. Because you know what, Thomas, life is really, really busy. And so we want to make it a little bit easier for people to kind of have a one-stop shop where you're going to be able to get some of that information. Because most people, when they're working and balancing things, don't have time to do all of that digging that it takes. So I appreciate that you're bringing that need to the forefront, because that is something we're committed to doing here.
Well, that's good to hear. I'll be watching for it.
Well, keep your eyes open and I'll be promoting that. But yes, I am definitely going to be making sure that we're doing a good job of introducing those local candidates, because there's a lot of introduction about our national candidates, but we want to turn some attention right here at home on those local politicians. So I think you're really on to something there. And, you know, it makes me also think, Thomas, that we certainly, with everything that's going on in the world, need educated voters.
Indeed we do.
Yes, we do. Well, Thomas, you know, I appreciate you weighing in on our question on Facebook and taking the time to chat with me here by phone. I've really enjoyed getting to hear your perspective. So thank you so much. And I hope that you have a wonderful day and that your weekend plans are shaping up nicely.
All weekends are good, just some are better than others.
Now, that is a really good perspective to have. All right, Thomas, thank you very much. Thomas Nikovich, you have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you again, I'm sure.
Thank you. You do the same.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This conversation with Thomas made me think that, you know what, we all have a choice. Either we can be active participants or passive observers. And the other thing that is glaringly obvious is that so often the passive observers are the ones who complain the very loudest. The right to vote is such a privilege. And in my book, if you don't vote, you really lose any kind of credibility in terms of voicing your complaints. Every vote does count. And there are always going to be those people who try to sling mud at the election process. But I'll tell you what, I think our privilege to vote is something we should not take for granted. Be sure to take a moment right now and head out to our Facebook page. Abigail is doing a really good job of posting some interesting presidential trivia. Plus, there's lots of giveaways you can enter.